Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave Cochran. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Ken Williams. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Cowley. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Kingery. Batting second. The left fielder, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jamie Quirk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rondon Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Buddy Biancalana. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moorman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kingery for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moorman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett takes first base on ball four. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Hewlett trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Moorman moves to second. One out. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni strikes out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Seitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rondon Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mormon scoops it up and throws to first, with Cowley covering, for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mormon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biancalana for the out. Sundberg moves to second. Two outs. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive towards first. Balboni reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hewlett moves to second. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moorman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 1 in the game. Balboni hits a fly ball into left field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Seitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kingery. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson throws the ball into Biancalana, who tags Boston trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cochran scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Rondon Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sundberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Leonard, and towards Quirk, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Kingery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rudy Law pinch hits for Buddy Biancalana. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kingery. The throw from Hassey and he is safe. Kingery steals second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Angel Salazar now playing shortstop. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Seitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moorman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-2 in the game. Balboni hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moorman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Black now pitching. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Seitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rondon Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson pinch hits for Jim Sundberg. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Lonnie Smith pinch hits for Angel Salazar. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Terry Bell now catching. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Greg Pryor now playing shortstop. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-3 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Searage now pitching. Hal McRae pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Nelson now pitching. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 3 in the game. Balboni hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Balboni reaches second base with a double. Seitzer goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 3 in the game. Quirk is walked intentionally. Lynn Jones pinch runs for Steve Balboni. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank White pinch hits for Rondon Johnson. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer now playing third base. Lynn Jones now playing left field. Jamie Quirk now playing first base. Frank White now playing second base. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moorman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Cangalosi pinch runs for Russ Moorman. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Cangalosi moves to second. One out. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cochran is walked intentionally. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quirk scoops it up and throws to first, with Black covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing first base. John Cangalosi now playing left field. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Terry Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Hassie and he is safe. Wilson steals third. Terry Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson scores. Bell moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.